All right, Schaefer landed here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page with Norwalk basketball senior Hannah Overholzer. And today we're talking a little bit about how the season's going and looking ahead to the future as she's going to go play for the Simpson Storm next season as well. So Hannah, first of all, thanks for joining us. And also just quick kind of recap on how the season's gone so far in your eyes and how you think everything's kind of been here at the winter break hiatus and getting ready to ramp up for a kind of second half play here in a moment.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me. It's been a great start to the season where we had a rough loss, but we battled hard. We came back from, I think, a 13-point deficit, and we're working hard over the break. Got back first practice yesterday, and we've been working super hard. So I'm excited for the second half of the season, and hopefully we'll get another trip to state.
And take me back to that. You're 7-1 so far. That was your first loss against Maquoketa before Christmas. Before that, you guys had a lot of success all over the place. I mean, you guys were something to watch, and you got to play tough teams eventually. And so with that one loss coming into Christmas, how can you kind of bounce back this weekend, kind of looking ahead to just basketball before you get back into conference play? What are some things you guys have been looking at after that?
Yeah, of course. Losing is not fun, but we're hoping to make it beneficial to us rather than just taking it and moping or being upset about it. We're going to take it and use it as motivation and use it as an opportunity to fix maybe holes in our offense or our defense. So it could definitely be a good thing, even though it was hard to lose. It could be beneficial for our team.
Absolutely. Sticking with that trend, just tough teams you guys are facing. When this airs, you guys will be getting ready to play DCG. That's kind of something you're looking forward to as far as getting back into conference play, a really good basketball team. You've got a game between now and then, but what are you guys kind of preparing for with that? And it's tough to play in this conference. Kind of what are you looking for against DCG and then further on?
Yeah, of course. I always love a good, fun conference rivalry. And just with any team we play, we really just stick to what we do best, you know, fast pace. We love to share the ball. We love to play together. So no matter who we play, we really just like to play our speed, our tempo. We like to just stick to what we do best. So super excited.
Keeping going just with what's been exciting this year, your teammate Braylon, she's been up and down like first, second, third in the state in scoring. What's it like for you, somebody who's pretty offensive-minded, to play with somebody like that as well and just have that be an option for you guys, somebody who's so top-notch in scoring, your first priority in scoring, but then the rest of your team being able to kind of mold around that and be good second, third options that can still get into double figures. How do you guys balance that? And just kind of give us a little look into what it's like being a part of that.
Yeah, it's so much fun playing with a teammate like Braylon. She's so talented, and I've loved playing with her these last 2 years. And just as a team, we love to share the ball, especially, you know, if they collapse on Braylon. We usually have Ava down for a dump down. We usually have kick out three. So playing with a player like Braylon is so much fun. But I also love, like, Ava is always someone we can rely on. Pearl's always good. We're all just super, we love each other, and it's a great team to be on.
What reasons, other than the obvious, what we see every day, what reasons do you believe that this team can make a similar run, if not better, than last season? What are you seeing in practice? What are you seeing on the floor that maybe us onlookers or listeners can't quite pick up on that you believe that you can make it pretty far this year?
Yeah, of course. We our work ethic, we work our tails off in practice every day, and we're also playing for each other. You know, we love each other, and, you know, we were really sad not to be able to play with Peyton Travis. There's tragic that she tore her ACL. So we just use things like that to motivate us and play for each other and work our tails off every single day, and hopefully that's enough.
Again, we're talking to Norwalk girls basketball senior Hannah Overholzer on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. Hannah, you're also headed to Simpson next year to play basketball. First off, because we haven't talked to you really since your signing, why Simpson? What was it about Simpson that really stood out to you, and what made you excited to play there?
Yeah, the culture at Simpson is really awesome. I love how close it is to home. I'll be able to stay close to my family. And Simpson plays also very similar to how we play at Norwalk, and I think I'd be a great fit there. And I'm really excited to be at their team and see what God has in store for that chapter of my life.
So. You're talking about their play style a little bit. Something that I've noticed is they really do a good job at recruiting forwards and people to play the 3-5, that, you know, that larger spot. But you're more of a guard. Something that every now and then Simpson is missing on the floor, or maybe in their second part of the rotation? What do you feel like you can bring there with your play style, your position, being a guard going to Simpson, where they maybe may not have as strong of a guard rotation as they do forwards?
Yeah, one of my favorite actions in basketball is a pick and roll, and that's a beautiful play with a big forward and a little guard. I worked a lot on that when I was younger, and I'm just super excited no matter where they put me, even if it's another guard doing the pick and roll and I'm out there for a kick. Having strong guards and big forwards is always really hard on defenses, so I'm super excited.
And I know plenty of season left to go here in high school, but looking ahead to that college experience, what do you feel like so far? How is your transition going? I mean, again, you're not done playing at the high school level, but how is your transition going, getting ready for college and getting set to play again next November, it will be?
Yeah, of course. It's always in the back of my mind, oh, I got to work on this because I'm going to play college next year. I'm obviously focused on the season at hand, but I always want to be preparing myself for the next thing so I'm not just, like, completely knocked on my butt when I get there. But right now I'm trying to work on playing off two better and just getting my conditioning better so that I can not be super shell-shocked at the speed difference when I get there. So.
And what knowledge do you think you can carry over from playing here at Norwalk, playing under Coach Sigrist, to going to Simpson, playing under Coach Nemeth, things like that? What knowledge do you think that you've picked up here that you can best carry over to that next level?
Speed. A lot of reactive things, like making quick moves, like quick decisions, playing in transition. I think Simpson pushes the ball a lot, so I'm super excited to mold into that playing style as well. So, yeah.
And just some final comments, looking ahead to Ankeny Centennial and DCG in a good second half to your season and hopefully a good run. Just some final comments to leave us with before we kind of see you play here in January and February.
Thank you so much for having me. I love this team. I'm super excited for the rest of the season. And no matter who we play, we're going to work our tails off. And I'm super excited to see what the season holds.
All right, Norwalk girls basketball senior Hannah Overholzer on today's Lely Radio Sports page.